Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Blasingame. Listen to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here, too. Jeffrey is a longtime, 21-year member of our Brain Trust. He is an award-winning journalist. He's the author of three books on being home-based. He wrote the book Teleworking and Telecommuting 20 years ago, folks, at least 20 years ago. He was that tells you what a prophet he is, and he was then and still is now, and he's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
With you. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So Jeff, this pandemic wormhole that we've been squeezed through has had, it's been interesting to see how it has affected the different sectors of the economy. The grocery businesses are doing great. The restaurants are sucking. Delivery business is great. But retail was dead in the water. And now the country was starting to open up. We were starting to get our legs back under us, the economy. And now there's these new surges in the cases. And I heard something like 16 or 17 states are aborting their restart. What do you think? What's been going on in your world?
Well, you know, I'm in Florida, as they say, D-U-H, Florida. So we're having a hard time getting our legs around it and getting our arms around it. And it's not unreasonable, some of the confusion that's going on around the country, because it truly is, it's a pandemic. It's something that we've not seen since maybe the influenza of 1918, you know? So, I mean, the response is tough to master. I don't care if you have a plan, had a plan, don't have a plan. We're all sort of grasping in the dark trying to make it work. And, you know, had we known 3, 4, 5 months ago what we know now, maybe would have done the shutdown differently and handled things differently. But, you know, you get through what you sort of build your knowledge as you're going along. So it's tough here. You know, people are starting to get back on airplanes, but they're filling airplanes every possible seat, including center seats. So, you know, are masks enough? You know, I don't know. But from a business perspective, we're trying to make our way through, and it's just diligence, sticking to what we know, and trying to be smart about it.
Well, one of the things that to stick on the reopening thing for a minute before we talk about customers, it seems to me that if you've got more cases, that's a product of more testing, because I think most of us already knew or believed that a whole lot of people, more people had were you know, had some kind of a relationship with a virus than we knew, say, as you said, 3, 4 months ago. But now we've got more testing, better testing, more accurate, and it's more prolific, more ubiquitous, and so it's natural that we'd identify more cases. That tells us how virulent the disease was. We're also learning, here it is in the middle of the summer, we're learning that the heat doesn't seem to bother this. That's one thing that I'm getting for this. But the other thing, Jeff, the deaths are not up. Cases are up, but deaths are not up. And to me, that tells me the herd immunity is starting to happen. And I don't know. I don't see cases being up as a reason to slow things down. What do you think?
Well, I'll preface this whole thing by, I'm not an epidemiologist or a virologist. So everything I learn, I either learn it through the media or I learn it through social media.
God help us.
Because I was not a science guy back in college. So, you know, I was just a good old country journalism student. But, you know, I mean, there's a number of things you can unpack from that. You know, I mean, is the numbers of cases being up a result of greater testing, or are they growing in unison? You know, are the cases growing, and we happen to be testing more, so we know that the number of incidents are up.
It's probably a little bit of both. It's probably both, and I can see that it's probably both. But if hospitals are not being overrun and deaths are down, then now we're talking about. And I'm not minimizing. I know this is a deadly disease. I know it's a horrible thing. But now we're talking about more like the way we deal with the flu, right? When the flu goes through our nation, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've not likened this. I don't liken this to the flu. I think
I didn't say that it was like the flu. I said that what
how process, we handle it. It
the
may,
process
you know,
we're dealing
is,
with right now is like that.
Yeah, and I think that we've never given the flu. You get your flu shot, and it either eliminates or minimizes the impact upon it. Everything will change, obviously, once we have a working vaccine. But in the moment, we have to respond to what we don't know. And we've heard of cases. You're right. Deaths don't seem to be up right now.
Some
hospitals are reporting, full ICUs. So it's hard to know how to respond. We don't know what we don't know. And we have to respond as if it's a deadly incident or epidemic. But we're learning as we go. And I think that part of that is, as I alluded to before, and I was referring to the shutdown, not an overall response, but sort of the shutdown. Had we known then what we know now, we maybe wouldn't have shut down the entire economy.
Well,
we would have said, okay, let's
get
through this.
And that's the point that I wanted to make is that this is what I had said earlier. I wrote last week about this, and that's that we have to benefit from what we've learned from this very expensive process we've gone through, and so that because we'll never shut the economy down again, that will never happen again, and we have to learn from this. That's all you and I are doing right now. We're talking through the things, and even though you and I, neither one of us are epidemiologists, even though I did have a zoology degree, the thing is that regular people like you and me have to process this information. We have to take what we see.
Right.
And also because you and I are managing our own risk, right? We're business owners,
right?
Managing our own risk.
Right.
We're penetrating the marketplace. And so it is appropriate for us to take what we see, what we hear, and process that information. And I think that's what's going on right now. And I think everybody's got to do that, because one thing for sure, we now know 100%, not just this year, but for the last several years, we can't count on political leaders to make the right decisions, folks. It's a mixed bag. We got to take care of ourselves. We have to manage our own risk. And I think we'll do more of that going forward. 20 after, right back with Jeffrey Zabar. And I want you to know, folks, my comments are not his. He has his own. So send all those letters to me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.